Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there, it's Rick Nusky. This is The Daily Me Show. I hope you're doing wonderfully well. You're certainly, hopefully, doing better than what my family is doing. I don't know why I'm doing this at the moment. In the last 24 hours, my family's been living a nightmare. I don't know why I'm doing this. I just think I need it to stay sane. In the last 24 hours, my son was rushed to hospital, and he's had to go through emergency surgery. A parent's worst nightmare. It's just the worst nightmare. It's surreal. And you have to wonder to yourself, what is going on? And I pinched myself. This is not real. This is not happening. And I'm doing this because, look, right now I don't care less about the business or anything like that. But I need to just stay sane because my wife is still in the hospital with my son. Just bear with me. I'm struggling. He wouldn't be there if it hadn't have been for myself and my wife making a decision not to take him to the doctors sooner. And it's, if you've ever been in a position where you've made a mistake with your children and it's ended up being adverse for them or negative for them or whatever you want to call it in some way, shape or form, you know how we are feeling at the moment. There's a incredible level of guilt and despair, I'd call it. There's just a cloud over my head, so grey, so thick, that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get past it. It's been life-altering for our son. And we don't do these things to, you know, obviously to hurt our children. I'm his protector. I promised the moment I saw him come into the world, I promised to be there to be his protector, his provider, and as did my wife, obviously. And we both feel like we've failed him. It's just, please, I just needed to do this today. I know it's not what you want to hear from me. I know you like upbeat stuff, but this is the Daily Me. This is life as well as business, and you're getting a whole heap of my life at the moment. I really love sharing with you. I don't love sharing this, but I think that just to keep saying if I share it and you take something away from it, well, great. I just want you as a parent to not wait. Please don't wait. I'm not going to go into the details, but in your own situation, if there's telltale signs or if there's comments made, pick up on them. Be alert. Don't be like we were and assume that it had something to do with something else, because we're not doctors, you know. We're not surgeons. We don't know what we're talking about. We don't know if it's from X, Y, or Z. And it's not up to us to make those decisions. But what it is up to us as parents is to listen to our children and act. I feel guilty as hell, as does my wife. And I just want to help you, help yourself, help your family to avoid the avoidable, because timing is everything in many cases when it comes to health. Timing is everything. Please do not wait if there's an issue in your family, for your children, for your loved one, for your spouse. Just get on to it, will you? Just don't wait. I've always said to you, you know, I'll share with you what I think is relevant for today. And the only reason I'm doing this again is I don't care less about anything to do with the business at the moment, but I'm home alone with my other son, who's also struggling through this with us, that I want you not to wait. If there's somebody that's in need, help them. Please help them, because you may change their life for the better. Just don't wait. I you know, I hear comments in the podcasting central group, which I'm running, but I'd love to hear from you. just to see if anybody's actually listening to this stuff. And I'm only doing it because I care. I really do care, and I'm thankful that you are there. It's 9 times out of 10, it's going to be much more positive than today's episode. But, you know, they say about keeping it real. This is as bloody real as it gets, and it's more real than I ever wanted it to be. But I'm putting it out there because, you know, if you put your hand up and you say, hey, look, we're going through something similar, you know, it's not going to make either of us feel better, but it's certainly no. I think that, you know, if the problem is shared, a problem is halved. I would love to get your feedback. Maybe just, I know it's not a thumbs up situation. I wish they had another icon for it, but maybe something just to say, hey, we heard you, we hear you, we are here, we have 2 feet and a heartbeat just like you and your family do, and we care. I've seen the numbers going up in the group, and it's doing what it's designed to do, is to, you know, connect people, and it'll continue to do that with great content and maybe not so great content like today. But, you know, come on over to Facebook, type in Podcasting Central, come on in, and please just maybe give me that likes up, that like, or, you know, maybe hashtag thinking of you or whatever. I don't care. I really don't. But, again, I'm doing this because I'm home alone with my son and we're struggling. We don't know what else to do. And if I did nothing else, I'd go mad right now. We're looking forward to seeing him a bit later today when we get permission to come back in, and just having to talk like that, it's bloody hard. So just come on over, join us. Love to hear from you. And, you know, for what it's worth, YouTube's there as well, My Future Business Channel. Like and subscribe, help us boost up the numbers. But that's it for now. I'll speak to you later.